वॉल्यूम करो थोड़ा।
ओम शांति। वेलकम टू ए मेडिटेशन एक्सपीरियंस, ए जर्नी अपवर्ड्स, साइलेंट जर्नी टू द सोल वर्ल्ड। एक्सप्लोर द 8 वंडरफुल विंडोज of the soul world. Find a quiet place and follow these thoughts and enjoy the sweetness of silence. As I sit in silence, I consciously focus my attention inwards. I am totally relaxed. I begin to breathe normally. With every breath I take, I draw the energy away from my feet, my legs, drawing it higher to my arms, my face, until I focus entirely on the center of my forehead. Focused here, I am fully aware of who I am. A living energy, the soul. I begin to experience myself as separate from my body. I am a point of radiant light. Like a star, so tiny, full of peace and love. I am weightless like a feather and through the wings of my thoughts I now begin my journey back to my eternal home of light. Very gently, I see myself as a tiny rocket, a tiny rocket ship of light, leaving my physical body down below. Feeling so light. So bright. Yet powerful. I rise higher and higher. Beyond the rooftops of this building, higher, I can see the planet Earth down below as I pass the sun, the moon, and the stars. I feel such total freedom in this flight. Fueled by the feelings of exuberance, I happily enter the angelic region of pure white light. I am met by the sparkling presence of Brahma Baba, whose angelic form softly glows with a luminous, translucent quality. Mellow eyes filled with love greet me and shower me with blessings. As I take my leave, pulled as if whereby the happiness and anticipation of almost being back home. Back home. I, the soul, being of light, in my home, thank you. the soul worlds. I step into a world of undivided golden red light as far as the inner eyes can see. There is just an ocean of light unlimited and deep. Like being in the midst of a thousand glorious sunsets, and all around me are sparkling points of light like me. Suspended like stars in a golden red universe of unending light. I feel a kingship with the spiritual stars. And I know I belong here in this world of utter silence and peace. I feel so relaxed. Nothing to worry about. No roles to play. No responsibilities. I feel I am back in a womb of deep, deep silence and peace. I am suspended in the midst of this unlimited, unending, untouched, undisturbed, unbroken light and silence. Peace and stillness now define me. Here in this sacred and hallowed world, where there is no time, no day and night, where there is no beginning, I have no ending. I am eternal. And I rest in this awareness of feeling safe and secure. Feeling safe and secure in my home. The silent world. The Supreme Soul, as I lay in this silent, sacred place, quiet and yet powerful, radiance of one particularly bright light beckoning me in the midst of this sea of light, irresistibly attracts me powerfully, calling with soundless, sweet words. Come, my beloved, come and like a child lost and alone through many, many empty lives and countless empty relationships, I go flying back to the arms of my father, my mother, my friend. After so long, I am once more with Shiv Baba, the one and only beloved. Resting in the heart of this seed of light and love, I know I am beyond any question or doubt. I am truly home. In this most personal and close encounter with God, I stand mesmerized and spellbound by the awareness and the awesome beauty and the divine grandeur of Shiva. No words can ever describe the sheer magnificence of his most powerful and totally virtuous presence. I stand magnetized by total purity before me. More glorious than any sunrise, I realize that it is this incomparable pure beauty which completely lights up and charges this whole celestial universe. What great fortune to be basking in the center of it all. What a great fortune to be. The land of liberation. Face to face with my almighty and ever-loving Baba, I can feel like the laser beams of light, His unconditional love and mercy touching my heart. No need for regrets. No need to ask for forgiveness. No need. I am simply loved as if nothing transpired in the corporeal battlefront below and there was no distance of time, neither space, nor the many lives I led that ever separated us. Nothing. All that mattered was the here and now that finally I am face to face with my beloved. All the burdens and sorrows of the past is forgiven, forgotten. Burnt in the fire of pure love, I am experiencing right now Baba is sending me waves and waves of loving light. Washing away the bitterness and pain from my own forgetfulness. These waves of loving light reaches until nothing of the past remains. I am free. This is the land of liberation where I become like a newborn child once more. Innocent and pure. Totally light and carefree. I feel like the stardust flying effortlessly. Sparkingly clean and clear, like a newly polished diamond. Here, in the land of liberation, I am sovereign once more. Here, in the land of liberation, I am sovereign once more. Benevolent light. Awash in the love of the benevolent light, I feel very peaceful and content. I know nothing can harm me. there is this boundless wall of protective light that is surrounding me. Directly from Baba, I can feel the arms of light caressing me, nourishing me with so much of strength and deep unquestioning affection. Baba, the benevolent light energizes and nourishes me with blessings of powers and virtues, the eternal gift of the soul. I am experiencing a continuous flow of His light and might. As if I am plugged to a divine powerhouse, filling the soul until I am so full so potently charged with divinity feeling very complete. I lie in stillness, content, there is no need to act. No need to express. Like a tiny seed of light, I lie a quiet, a potent energy. Resting in silence and peace. Like a tiny seed of light, I rest in silence and peace. the abode of peace. Total stillness. Total quiet. A silence so deep, I feel I am lying in a womb of peace. I am cradled safe and secure in the abode of peace. Here, in the abode of peace, I lie intact, nestled in an orb of light. All around me, in this circle of light, like a protective shell enveloping me, and I am warmly hidden under Baba's wings of love. I stay so content. So peaceful. In this abode of peace, no sound, no external awareness disturb the stillness around me. I am simply aware of being a soul, a thinking, sparkling energy at rest. Time is at a standstill. My eternity echoes within the fortress of peace surrounding me. I am safe. I am secure in the abode of peace. I am safe and secure in the abode of peace. the region of truth. As I continue to enjoy the comforts of my home, I realize that in this vast and unlimited home of light, where all souls live, everything is crystal clear. I taste the sweetness of being a bodiless soul at home in the incorporeal world, exulting in the company of the Supreme Soul, Shiva, my sweetest Baba. Incorporeal, voiceless, egoless, and pure. In this region of truth, this is the truth I share with God. Deeply experiencing this, I honestly feel worthy to receive God's boundless, unconditional love that keeps me clean and clear. In this way, the essence of purity, the foundation of truth, binds us solidly together even more. Purity and truth binds us solidly together even more. oneness and equality with God. Waves of love touches my heart once more as I feel God's gentle eyes of light intently on me. Equally with love, I gaze back lovingly with silent gratitude in my heart. And as I once more stand in front of that beauty and greatness of God, I experience the feelings of wonder in God's eyes for me. And I realize that truly I and the Father are now one, full and complete. Baba has led me to the soul world, to the land of total freedom. To the ocean of benevolent light, to the abode of peace and to the region of truth. The whole journey completes me. I have reached my final destination. Oneness and equality as a true child and the heir of the Father. I am Bap Saman, truly made in the image and likeness of God. This is the greatest wonder of all, the highest of all achievements. I am truly at home with Baba. I have secured my place in Shiv Baba's heart and established my role for all eternity. I am Baba's, and Baba is mine for all time. I am Baba's, and Baba is mine for all time. Om Shanti. Now slowly bring your thoughts back from the soul world moving through into this world of five elements. See yourself sitting in this body in the center of your forehead, totally empowered, totally energized, totally rejuvenated, radiating God's light, God's peace, God's love through your whole being. I would suggest you make this journey at least once a day. The more I make this journey, the more I come close to my home, my Baba. And when Baba is ready to go home, I will easily accompany him as his companion. I hope, Supin Light Karna, I hope all of you enjoyed this journey and stayed in the soul world for nearly 50 minutes. I am curious to know how many of you stayed there for the full time. Raise your hand. Full time in the soul world. Raise your hand. Nobody? Raise your hand. A very few. Just what was pulling you down? There must be some gravity. There must be some bondage. There must be some attraction. There must be still something that I hold on to. So I make sure I let go. No, that is why yesterday I was mentioning that, you know, you need to have this thought echoing in your ears constantly. Ab ghar jana hai. Ab ghar jana hai. Now it is time to go home. I have to go home. So pack up. Pack up. No more expansion. So then I will be ready. So I must rehearsal many times. So I will be able to pass with honors in my final moments. So every morning when you wake up to make this journey successful, every morning when you wake up with this thought, I am an incarnation. I have come from the soul world, incarnated into this body, not to settle karmic accounts, because pure soul coming from the soul world don't have any karmic account. I come down to give God's message. And once the task is over, I go back. So pure souls don't have any karmic accounts. So if you maintain this awareness, you won't create any karmic accounts. I am an incarnation. I come and I go. So in that way, it becomes very easy for me to live there, to come here. But then, because it is a land of silence, so I need to practice more silence while I am performing action. Not quiet silence of the lips, but silence of the mind. So as I was mentioning yesterday, before coming into the body, go beyond sound. And stabilize yourself in that state and then come into sound. Then automatically your sound will take other souls into the experience of silence. Now, as Baba said today also in the blessing, no more time to serve through words. We have to give experience to souls where they belong to, through our own sound, which take them into silence. Like Bap Dada comes in the body of Dadi Gulzar, he speaks, but we go into silence. He comes into the body to make us bodiless. He comes into the sound to take us beyond sound. So we must follow Baba. Because Baba takes the support of the body as a master, so he can come and he can go whenever he wants. He's not bound by the body. He takes the support. So we should also experiment that. Only with that practice, I am able to lift my consciousness and ignite that light of burning love for Baba. So continue journey. You don't need to stop.